All right, good day, everybody. We're talking today with Steve Swaffer of the No-Till on the Plains. And Steve, I understand that you are hosting an event coming up here, is it next week, I guess?
On July 6th in Enid, it's a soil health workshop. We're going to have that at the Northern Oklahoma College campus in the Student Center in Montgomery Hall. We'll start registration at 8 o'clock, and then the program will kick off around 8:30.
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about what you got going on there. Who's speaking, and exactly what are they kind of talking about this week?
Sure. Well, we have a full day's agenda with four expert speakers. They will all focus on soil health, each one in a little bit different area. But Dr. Richard Teague from Texas A&M will be talking about kind of a restoration process and how to regenerate soil health on grazing lands and on your ranch. Jimmy Emmons, who's from Leedy, Oklahoma, will talk about how he is using his crop rotations as well as his native grazing areas to restore soil health. Doug Spencer, who is a rangeland management specialist within our CS, is going to be talking about how you can use cover crops to help complement your perennial grazing systems and how you might estimate forage production and determine stocking rates using cover crops. And then finally, Darren Williams is going to be talking about how he uses cover crops in his no-till rotation. Darren is from Waverly, Kansas, and raises quite a few crops as well as grazing British white cattle on his cover crops.
Yeah, so who exactly are the people you're trying to attract to this event? People, I guess, that are just interested in this or people that already know about it? Who are you trying to reach exactly?
Yeah, our audience is pretty wide. Anybody who would have an interest in either no-till farming or using cover crops as a forage would all be interested in what we're going to have to present. Anyone in particular who is interested in improving soil health on either their native range, their improved pasture, or their cropland would benefit from coming to this particular event.
Tell me a little bit about no-till farming exactly. What are some of the benefits people can hope to achieve by practicing this on their farm?
Well, water infiltration and water savings is a big issue for most folks today, and by restoring soil health and using no-till practices, you can get better water infiltration, and your crops and your grasses are going to have the ability to access that water and store that water much more efficiently when we use a no-till system. You can get some added benefits of no-till farming systems by reducing your input costs, saving on fertilizer. By using cover crops, you can get some improved weed suppression, and so you can save on your herbicide costs. And then by using a robust no-till rotation, you can break some of those weed and disease cycles. So there's a lot of benefit to be gained by going into a no-till farming system.
Yeah, it sounds like at the end of the day, you're not only doing your part for the environment, but also it's really helping out farmers' bottom lines at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, that's really what farming is about. It's a business, and we'll try to help folks understand by switching to a no-till system and making a change in your mindset. You can also help improve your bank account and your efficiency with the labor time that you spend. So really, it's a holistic approach to how you're going to operate your farm and your ranch.
Sure. So now I understand there's no charge for this event. Is that right?
Right. We are operating under a grant that was given to Oklahoma State University by NRCS, and so there is no charge for the event, and we will provide lunch as well.
Now, is there a deadline to get registered for this? I think you've only got limited registrations. Is that right as well?
Right. We have room for 120 folks. We still have plenty of room, at least 40 spots left available, but we would ask that folks get registered by July 1. so that we can make preparations for meals primarily. So if you can register on our website at www.notill.org, it's real simple and should only take about 30 seconds to register.
Great. Now, if people have got any other questions for you, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call us directly at 785-210-4549 or email us at info@notill.org.
Great. Now, Steve, give us those dates and times real quick one last time before we let you go.
Sure. July 6th will be in Enid at the Northern Oklahoma College campus at the Student Center in Montgomery Hall starting at 8 o'clock.
All right. Steve Swaffer with No-Till on the Plains. Steve, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing everybody on the 6th.